From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Around the world, people are welcoming the new year 2016 with hopes for improved economic conditions and much less violence. In spite of warnings about possible terror plots that caused heightened security alerts in many population centers, New Year celebrations almost everywhere were happy and untroubled. In Munich, trains ran on time this first day of the new year. Police in southern Germany lifted a terror alert early in the city, hours after evacuating two train stations to prevent a feared New Year's Eve suicide attack by extremists from the Islamic State group. Nearly a million people crowded into New York City's Times Square Thursday night to celebrate the arrival of the new year, as well as other population centers around the world. An explosion struck the Afghan capital this evening, killing one person, wounding 11 people. The Taliban quickly claimed responsibility and said one of its suicide bombers carried out the attack, with the target a foreign restaurant. The blast hit a central residential area of the city, which is home to many Afghan officials and where guest houses are also frequently located. A brief statement sent to VOA in Islamabad by a Taliban spokesman claimed heavy casualties but did not give the number of attackers involved. Authorities are trying to determine what caused an inferno at a high-rise luxury hotel in Dubai that burned during the city's New Year's Eve fireworks extravaganza. The fire at the Address Hotel provided a dramatic backdrop for hundreds of thousands of people watching the fireworks display across the street. VOA's Margaret Bashir, who is on a holiday in Dubai.
Authorities here are saying that the internal parts of the hotel were not gutted by the fire. That I think they had a very advanced sort of sprinkler system that seems to have kept the fire from spreading internally.
Margaret Bashir, this is VOA News. India's capital begins the new year with an experiment designed to reduce the city's record-breaking air pollution. Beginning on Friday, cars with odd-numbered license plates were allowed on New Delhi streets on odd-numbered days. Cars with even-number plates will be allowed on even-numbered days. The two-week trial, which ends January 15th, is designed to limit the number of private cars on the capital streets. Drivers seem to be following the rules Friday. However, skeptics said with schools and some offices closed because of New Year's holiday, the capital has yet to get a real idea on how motorists will react and whether they'll adhere to the restrictions. A number of exemptions to the odd-even deal are in place, including for women drivers and people on motorbikes. The U.S. Justice Department has arrested a New York State resident accused of planning a New Year's Eve attack in the name of the Islamic State group. In a court appearance on Thursday, 25-year-old Emmanuel Lutchman was charged with attempting to provide material support to the IS. Court records describe him as a self-professed Muslim convert with a criminal history dating back to approximately 2006, as well as previous mental health arrests. A statement said the defendant claimed to receive direction from an overseas Islamic State member and planned to commit an armed attack against civilians in Rochester, New York. Court documents say Lutchman had armed himself with knives, a machete, and ski masks. Israel has now transferred the bodies of 23 Palestinians killed during a recent wave of attacks on Israelis to Palestinian towns and villages in the West Bank, in an apparent bid to ease tensions. An Israeli army spokesperson and Palestinian medical sources confirmed the operation complete. Also today, a manhunt for the person responsible, as one person was killed and three others gunned down, wounded, by a gunman opening fire on a busy street in Tel Aviv. The identity of the gunman and the motive for the shooting remain unclear. Nearly 130 Palestinians and 20 Israelis have been killed in the near-daily violence of the last 3 months. North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un used his New Year's Day address to focus primarily on the importance of economic development and avoid any explicit threats or references to his country's nuclear weapons program. Kim was wearing new plastic-framed glasses and his signature shaved sides haircut. He spoke of the need to turn around in economic development and raise standards in his impoverished country.
Unforgettable in every way.
That is the smooth voice of Natalie Cole being mourned today, the daughter of famed singer Nat King Cole, joining her in a duet long after he died. She was 65. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.